Today's Shir Masechta Bava Basra Daf Yud. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Tes Amud Beis, 10 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Yitzchak Maidik Siv, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Roidev Tztok of a Chesed, Yimtza Chayim Tztok of a Chavad. So it seems, if we learn the Pasuk, Pash Pshat, it's a very difficult Pasuk, because the Pasuk is saying that somebody who does Tztok Yimtza, he'll have to rely on tzedakah. And Elimelech says, the Gemara, what the Pasuk is teaching us is, Elimelech, the Pasuk is teaching us that kol haroidef achet tzedakah, if somebody is anxious to do tzedakah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamtzalei mayis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him that he should find money, ve'ois ben tzedakah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he should have the opportunity to do the mitzvah tzedakah. And I saw that the Vishnitz Rebbe says mamtziloi, the word mamtzi is like to invent, to create. What the Gemara means to say, he explains, that this person is so anxious to do tzedakah, but he doesn't have the ability to do tzedakah. So mamtziloi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu invents, creates for him money that he should have the ability to do money. Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak Amar, what Pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamtziloi b'nei adam hamugonim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him find worthy people, laslam tzedakah, to do tzedakah with them, kedei l'kabon le'ischarim. So the Sefer Chassidim explains that what are anoshim magonim, that people who are shomri Torah mitzvahs. But if somebody ends up giving tzedakah to somebody who is not in that category, certainly the level of tzedakah that he gave is not considered very valuable. And indeed, says the Gemara, lefuki mai, what does the Gemara mean to teach us? Lefuki medarish rabba, darish rabba maidik siv, the Pasuk says Yirmiyahu, that Yirmiyahu was davening about the people who lived in the city of Anosois. The people who lived in the city of Anosois were trying to kill Yirmiyahu. And he davened, V'hiyu mechshol fenecha, beis apcha sebehem. Amr Yirmiyahu fenei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yirmiyahu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, afi v'sho shekoyf nesiyotzron, even if they're able to prevail on themselves, umvakshim laset tzedakah lefenecha, and they were anxious to do tzedakah, hachshilim v'bnei adam shemigonim, make that they should have, that as you give tzedakah to people who are not deserving, that they shouldn't get tzchar. So the achroinim, many achroinim asked, Rav Chanan asked this question, other achroinim asked this question, that we know that Chazal teach us in many places, that even if somebody ended up not doing a mitzvah, but if he intended to do a mitzvah, it's considered as if he did a mitzvah. So the question here is that people of Anosois wanted to do the mitzvah of tzedakah. So if they wanted to do the mitzvah of tzedakah, why is it not considered, even though they ended up not doing it with the right people? So he says, the Chidah says that actually is the machloikis between Rabbi Yitzchak and Rav Nachman and our sugya regarding the pasuk of roidev tzedakah v'chesed. Rav Nachman says that he'll only will have people anoshim mehugonim. What Rav Nachman is actually saying is that a person gives tzedakah to somebody who's not worthy, he's not going to have a mitzvah. Rav Yitzchak disagrees. He says that he will get tzedakah, and then he says, and because of that, opinion of his, he has a whole different pshat in this pasuk. I saw that there were two people that came to collect tzedakah. One, they came from Germany, from the city of Berlin. One had a letter from the Reform rabbi, and the other one had a letter from the Rav. And the person who had the letter from the Reform rabbi says was much more successful. So they didn't understand. He says that the reason is because the one who had the recommendation for somebody who really wasn't considered the way it's supposed to be actually had the recommendation of Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu gave in our Gemara a recommendation that such a person should not, such a person should be the person that you give tzedakah. But I saw a different, very, very different pshat, that actually giving tzedakah to people who honor mukugonim actually is not something which is a negative. It's actually some which is a positive, because we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have rachmanos on us, even in a case where we may be not worthy. And what we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that just like you have rachmanos, just like we have rachmanos on all types of people without discriminating, you should have rachmanos on us under all circumstances. Rav Shua ben Levi Amar says, "When I call a rogel lasas stoka, whoever does stoka on a regular basis, zocha havele bana bali chokma, he will have children who are very smart, bali talmid chachamim, bali oisha wealthy, bali agoda, who will know to say agoda." So there are many pshatim offered in the words kol harogel. The Masha explains that somebody, kol harogel, is referring to an individual who may not have his own financial means to give tzedakah. But as we discussed in our previous year, even if you're an individual who doesn't have the ability to give tzedakah, if you get other people to give tzedakah, that's also considered as if you gave tzedakah. And that's pshat rogel lasos. You're a person that tries to get other people to give tzedakah. Another pshat is that there are two types of people that give tzedakah. There are people that give tzedakah on an infrequent basis. They may give nice donations, but they don't give those donations on a regular basis. Or they're ragel. They are people who always are giving tzedakah. And the Gemara is focusing on the person who's a ragel. Bali Oysher, Bali Chochma, says the Gemara, how do we know that he'll have children who are Talmid Chechomim? The Ksiv, Motzachayim. And the Pasuk, when it speaks about Torah, says, Moitzei Moitzachayim. Bali Oysher, that they will have children who are wealthy. How do we know this? The Ksiv, Tztaka, that they will have the financial means to be able to give Tztaka. Bali Goda, the Ksiv, Kovid, Ksiv, Hachal, Kovid, the Ksiv, Chosam, Kovid, Chom, Yinchalu. So I saw, because the people who are the Bali Goda, the ones that say beautiful drushes, and people are impressed with their drushes, and that's why they are the recipients of much covet. Tanya Hai Rabbi Meimer, Yesh Lo Labadin La Hashivcha. The Rasha, the Satan, could try to counter-argue. V'loim Lachan say, Emelkechem Oye Vanimhu, V'akadosh Baruch Hu loves poor people, V'neima Anim Farnason, why doesn't he give them support? Amalei, and he respond, K'day Nitzel Ono Behem, that we should be saved, B'din HaShugahenem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves that these people should have not such an easy life because we should have the ability to stalk up. And I saw that the Mefarshim point out that why would, says the Gemara, Zu Shel Shal Transpurnus Arosha. And this was a question that Transpurnus Arosha asked. And I saw the Mefarshim point out that it's not the first time in Shas that a Rosha is mentioned. Why over here is he called Transpurnus Arosha? So Mefarshim say, anyone who could approach and ask a question like this that wants to downgrade giving tzedakah must be a Rasha. Shal Transpurnus HaRasha Shabbat Kiva. Im lakechem oyev animhu, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves poor people, not Ma'en Mefarnason, why doesn't he give them panasa? Amalei, k'day sh'linotzal anu behem edina shagahenem. So, of course, the question that the Yon Yaakov and many Mefarshim ask, why do these people have to be poor in order that we should have a mitzvah not to fall into Gehenim? So the Yon Yaakov explains that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes that a person should be extremely poor. And what the Gemara's question is, why was it necessary for them to be so poor? HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have given them something and they should not have to rely on tzedakah. Others say that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes people poor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know whatever he does, he knows what he's doing. And if he makes a person poor, it must be because that's what that person is deserving. It's a kapara for them. But even though it's a kapara for them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also leaves us the opportunity that we should do a mitzvah, that we should be saved from Gehenna. The Chasam Sofer has a different approach. He says that there's a rule of Gelgel HaChoyzer Ba'olam. Life, the world is a cycle. Sometimes some families are wealthy, and sometimes some families are poor. And the question is, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world that way? But the Michtav Meliyahu, Rabbi Eliyahu Dessler, has a whole different approach. Rabbi Eliyahu Dessler's approach is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's worth it that this person should be poor, that he should be the vehicle through which another person should be saved from Gehenna. Amalei Adrabba says, transparency HaRosh HaTarbi Kiva, just the opposite. Zu Mechaivasim Gehenna. The people who give tzedakah are actually deserving of Gehenna. And he says a moshel. Em shalcha moshel l'ma'a davadoyim. L'melk pos v'dom shekol sa'avdoy. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu got angry at his servant, v'chofshe bebeis ha'asurim, and he imprisoned him, v'tziva lov, and he said, shlo l'achil v'shlo l'shkoysoy, no one should give him any food or drink. V'holach adam echa v'achil v'shkeyu, and somebody went and did feed him. Shama melech l'koysoy lov, won't the king be angry for doing contrary to what he ordered? V'atem avodim, atem krim avodim, you are a Kadosh Baruch Hu's avodim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, keli b'nei Yisrael avodim. So how could we go against what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants? Amler Rekiva. So Rekiva responded, em shechamosh l'ma'ad avodim l'melech basodam shekal s'l'benoi. If a king gets angry at his son, v'chav shev beis asurim, and he puts him into prison, v'tziva lov shloi l'chiloi v'shloi l'ashkisoi, and he gives an order, and no one should feed him. And then there is an individual. There's somebody who did take care of him. When the king hears what happened, isn't he going to send a gift? Isn't he going to be thrilled? And we are to considered the Banim Hashem. So transparency HaRasha doesn't let up. He says, Atem Kruim Banim. You are indeed called HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. However, v'kruin avodim, you're also called HaKadosh Baruch Hu's slaves. Shenemar, what's the answer? B'zman she'atem oisim ritzonei shel makom, atem kruin banim. B'zman she'ein atem ritzonei shel makom, atem kruin avodim. V'achshav, now says Transpornus, that we're in the scholars, i'atem oisim ritzonei shel makom. So you're avodim, and we should be treated that way. Amalai, to which Kiva responded, Harayu Oimid, the Pasuk says, Haloi Prois L'Rav Lachmecha, V'aniyim Merudim Tavi Bayis, Emesai, V'aniyim Merudim Tavi Bayis. When is the time that we are in the category of Aniyim Merudim? When we are in this horrible Golus, Hoedna, and yet the Pasuk says that even during this time, the Torah says, Haloi Prois L'Rav Lachmecha, we should give Stockholm. So Divrei Chaim says, the truth is that we would imagine, we should assume, that if a person, Rachman Tzlon, doesn't have panasa, it's because he hasn't done what's right. So how do we understand our Gemara? If a Kadosh Baruch Hu is angry at us because we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing, so how do we understand this Gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have to really have it good? So he answers that when a tzaddik sees a poor person and he sees how this poor person is suffering, he says what that causes is that the tzaddik should be in terrible pain. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not interested that the tzaddik should be in pain. And that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara is saying that who do we mean? We mean the tzaddik. That Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to see the tzaddik be in pain. So we learn from here, says Seder Mefarshim, that because we have to take care of Daniyim, and by us taking care of Daniyim, we will be saved from Gehenim. So the Aniyim end up being a vehicle for us to have tremendous good. And therefore, because they are such the vehicle for us to have good, then we deserve, that's why they deserve that we should be treated with great respect. So I saw that the Baruch says, Ein Oyser Mitzana Shemokam, were called Avodim. And I saw the Mefarshim ask a question, how could somebody who's not doing what he's supposed to be told to do be called an Eved? So Mefarshim explained that what is the difference between a son and an Eved? An Eved does what he's supposed to do, but he doesn't do it because he wants to do it, and he doesn't think about ways that what he should do should really, maybe there are better ways of doing it. He does what he's told, and that's all. But what the Gemara here is teaching us is that even an Eved does what he's supposed to do. When we're speaking here about an Eved, we're not talking about an Eved who is not doing anything that a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. He said, but I saw that Rabbi Eliyahu Dessler makes a very important point. He says, on one hand, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Hashlech El Hashem Yehavcha, that we have to completely rely on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. On the other hand, our Gemara is teaching us how important it is to do tzedakah. So how do we reconcile this? So he says, the way to approach this question is that when a person is thinking about himself, his attitude should be Hashlech El Hashem Yehavcha. He should rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu with absolute pitachin. But when it comes to other people, then the halacha is we should not be thinking about, we should not be thinking, let HaKadosh Baruch Hu take care of them. We should be thinking, what can we do? Darash Rabbi Yehuda Rav Shalom. The Gemara says, Masech Tebeya, Daf Tezayin Manal, Komaz Anoysu Shalom Ktsumu Leim Rosh Hashanah VeYom Kippur, that from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides what we're going to have. And the Mashal explains that on Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the decision, and on Yom Kippur, he carries it out. Kach Srinoysov Shalom Ktsumu Leim Rosh Hashanah. Whatever loss Chas V'Shalom a person's supposed to have is decided in Rosh Hashanah. Zocha, if he's going to have to lose, but where should that loss go to poor people? Haloi Prois L'Rav L'Chmecha. Loi Zocha, but if it's not the case, V'Ani Merudim Tomei Bayis, he'll have to pay it to the government. And the Gemara illustrates this. Ki ha d'bnei achsid Rav Yochim Azakai, the nephew of Rav Yochim Azakai, Chazla b'chalma, Rabbi Yochim Azakai saw in a dream that Bol Mitzvah Shva Meyadinri, that they were destined to lose this year 700 dinarim. Asinu, he forced them, v'shokum nayil tzedakah, and he took the money from tzedakah. Rashi points out that the dream was a Matzah Yom Kippur. The Bach says it wasn't a Matzah Yom Kippur, it was actually on Matzah Rosh Hashanah. And it really is connected to what we just discussed. The gzeira of a person is on Rosh Hashanah, but the fulfillment of the gzeira is on Yom Kippur. Moreover, I saw that the Mefarshim explained, the Inyakov makes this point. He says, we know that the Gemara says in more than one place, Divrei Chaloimus, what we see in a dream, Loimalim V'Loimaridim, really don't make that much of a difference. So they explain that yes, under normal circumstances, what a person sees in a dream is really not that significant. But when it's Matzah Rosh Hashanah, or when it's Matzah Yom Kippur, when it's a whole different time in our lives, then what we see in a dream makes a huge difference. And that's why the dream that we see in this Gemara, which not only do we see in this Gemara, but we see in this Gemara was actually acted upon, was a dream of Matzah Rosh Hashanah, Matzah Yom Kippur, where we're not people, we're malachim. So Ashinu, he forced them, v'shokim inayu tztokam. and he forced them to give money to tzedakah. Pushka by shifts a dinner, and they gave 700 minus 17 dinarim to tzedakah. Kimatam aliyam the kippurim, when Erev Kippur came, shadda the bay kaser, the king sent officers v'naktinu, and they took these last 17 dinarim. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, so they were concerned that this is maybe a sign that they're destined to lose a lot of money. So he told them, like Titkalun, you have nothing to worry about. Shivas dinin gabaychu, sheklinim anaychu. The 17 dinarim that we were are the leftover of what you're supposed to lose. Amalei, so they asked him, Menoyedat, how do you know this? Amlu chalma chazulcha, I saw this in a dream. So they asked him, if you knew about this in a dream, why don't you tell us explicitly what was happening? Why didn't you tell us exactly what was happening? We would have been happy to give all of it to tzedakah. If I would have told this to you explicitly, then you wouldn't have done the mitzvah lishma. I wanted you to do the mitzvah lishma. And the way I was able to accomplish that you should do the mitzvah lishma is by telling you, by not telling you why I'm forcing you to give tzedakah. Says the Gemara, Papa, so I saw that the Sefer Cheshukei Chemed uses what we're learning in this Gemara to teach us a very important lesson. It says there was a person who owns a Sfarim store, and somebody came into his Sfarim store to buy a Sefer, and he doesn't have that Sefer, but he knows that there's another Sfarim store down the block, and that Sfarim store has the Sefer, but he's reluctant to tell this person to go to that Sfarim store, because that Sfarim store maybe has more of a selection, maybe has better prices, and they'll lose this individual as a customer. What Al Gemara says, what Al Gemara is teaching us, he says, is that our panosa comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we just said, everything is destined from the beginning of the year. And maybe by us, as just now we learned in the Gemara, just now we learned that if a person is supposed to suffer a loss, chas v'sholem, let him lose the money by giving it to tzedakah. Here too, if I'm supposed to lose a customer, maybe the best way I should lose the customer is that he should at least buy a safe and be able to learn Torah, and I'll have the schus of his learning Torah. Says the Gemara, Rav Papa have a solid bedarga. Rav Papa was climbing up the ladder, Ishtamet Kerei, and one of the rungs of the ladder fell out, Boila Maple, and he almost fell down. Amahashta came, he said, had I fallen down, Chas V'Sholem, Yechayiv Man D'Somalon, then I would have gotten a punish, K'mechal Shabbos, K'ayiv D'Avez K'chovim. The Gemara Masech T'Ksubas Taf Lamed Amid Beis teaches us that if somebody doesn't is Chayiv Skila, we don't have Bezdin giving skila. The way it's given is by him chas v'shalom falling and hurting himself that way, and that's like skila. And who's chayv skila? Somebody who is oivet avodah zarah, or somebody who is mechalal Shabbos. So amalei chiba rami diftel rav papa. Why indeed were you perhaps supposed to get such a serious punishment? Maybe a poor person came to you and you didn't give them the tzedakah they were supposed to get. The Tanya B'Shuman Karcha Omer, Kol HaMalam Einam Tzedakah, somebody who withholds giving tzedakah, Kilo Eved Aves K'chavim. K'siv Hocha, Hisham Lecha, Panyi Adava M'vavcha B'liyal, V'k'siv Hasam Yotza Anashim B'nei'al, Ma'al Ahalan, the Pasuk over there refers to Avodah Zarah, Afkan Avodah K'chavim, so somebody who doesn't give tzedakah is like giving Avodah Zarah. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Zitzal explains why is somebody who doesn't give tzedakah like an oivet avodah zarah, because he says that a person who doesn't give tzedakah is showing that he doesn't really believe that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he believed that everything came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it says in Perkei Avos, Ten le mishaloi, sha'ata v'shalcha shaloi, then you would give tzedakah. And if you don't, it means you don't believe in avodah zarah. And the Taras Chaim says a similar pshat, when you're giving tzedakah, you're actually announcing that Hashem Arts Malaya, that everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pesach Anayim explains, because the Pasuk says, Kibiglal Adov Azayiv Rechach Hashem. Somebody who gives tzedakah is zoicha to the Birchas Hashem. And if you don't give tzedakah, it means you don't believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to give us what we need. Another pshat is that if you don't give somebody tzedakah, chas v'shalom, we don't know what may happen to that person. And that person may believe, that person, because he's in such a bad place, may start worshipping an avodah zarah, and it's all because of you. But the Bnei Yisoscha makes a very, very important point in teaching us this Gemara. He says that what we're supposed to understand from this Gemara is that if chas v'shalom, something bad happens to him, if something bad happens to somebody, he's supposed to start thinking, why did this happen? And that's why the Gemara is teaching us that it's ki'ilu avayda, just like, and that's what Rav Papa showed us, that he will not, that he started thinking, why did this happen? I saw another pshat, kala amal of ena minatzara, tztaka, means that if we know the Gemara Masechet Ksubos says that afil sus lirchav alav, that when we have to give tztaka, we have to give a person tztaka whatever he needs. And what the Gemara here is teaching us is not enough just to give a person tztaka. What's required is to decide and determine what is the best thing to do for this person. And if you're not, then you didn't do the mitzvah tztaka properly. One more pshat, why is it kilo avet avodah zarah? We're all hoping and praying that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should hear our tefillahs. If we ignore the cries of the Ani, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu will ignore our cries. Tanya Amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi, kol tztaka v'chesed, she Yisrael oisim b'olam hazeh. Whatever tztaka and chesed we do in this world, shalom gadol, we cause that there should be shalom gadol uprakotim gedolim and great malachim that will stand up for us. V'Yisrael avim shebishmayim. So I saw the Mefarshim explain that the Medrash at the beginning of Parashas Bereishis teaches us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, there was a debate. Chesed and Tzedek, between Chesed and Tzedek. Chesed said that the world should be created because there are people that do Chesed and Tzedek. The Shalom and Emes said there's so much fighting, there's so much lying. So when we see that people are doing tzedakah v'chesed, what that causes is that the Shalom, who was arguing that the world should not be created, then that Shalom has to be quiet and say he was right. Shenemar, Koyam Hashem, Al Tova Beis Merzach, Val Teilach Lisboit, Val Tonu Lohem, Kisavti Shlomi Meis HaMazeh, Chesed V'Serachmim. Chesed Z'gmul Chesodim, Rachmim Tzedakah. By us behaving in such a manner, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it was worth creating the world. It was worth creating the world because of people who act this way. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Gedol Tzedakah, Tzedakah is so great, Shemekareves Es Agula. If somebody does tzedakah, he causes the Mashiach to come. Shnei Mekayim Hashem, Shimru Mishpat Vasu Tzedakah, Ki Krovi Yeshuasi Lovoi, V'Tzidkasi Ligolos. The Mashiach will come because of our saying of doing tzedakah. Because, as the story Shal Shabbos says, why is the person who does tzedakah worthy of Shalom? Because the person who's poor has complaints against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when we give him tzedakah, it quiets down his complaints. So we make shalom, kaviyachol, between this individual and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you make shalom between that person and me, I will make shalom for you. And many mefarshim point out that that's exactly what we say at the beginning of the Agadah. We say, kol dichven yesu v'yechol. At the beginning of the Seder, we all make announcement that we're ready to do tzedakah. And what will be because we do tzedakah? Hashat ha'hocha, l'shon ha'ba b'nei chayrim, the By doing tzedaka, we're announcing that we will be zaycha to Mashiach tzedkenu b'mheira b'yameinu. Hu ayayma, asar dvarim kashim niver ba'olam. There were 10 solid things that were created in the world. Har kasha, you could have a strong mountain, barz mechatchai, a metal could cut it. Barz kasha, if you have strong metal, or mefapai, fire cause it to fall apart. Or kasha, you have a strong fire, mayim chabanosai, water extinguishes it. Mayim kashim, if you have a lot of water, but you could see ovim, clouds, soivamosai could carry the largest amount of water. Ovim kashim, when you have clouds, ruach mefarzatam, the wind has the ability to disperse them. Ruach kasha, who could carry wind? Every human being. Guf sovlai, guf kasha, you can have a strong person, but pachat shayvrei, fear could break him. Ya pachat kasha, you can have a person who's feared, who's petrified. But ya mefigoy, wine could cause that it should be that he should be so in such a bad place. Ya in kasha shen mefachsoy, somebody drank wine, but sleep could take away its effects. Umisa kasha mekulam. And death is the worst from everything. And tzedaka has the ability to save us from misa, as the pasuk says, "Utzdaka tatzel mimavus." The power of tzedaka. And why is that? So sort of morale explains when you have rachman tzlan, somebody who is poor, so he's on the threshold of dying, but by you giving him tzedaka, you bring him life. So therefore, you are deserving of life. The Sefer Shifchei Abesht says that the Baal Shem once came to a certain place and they gave him, there was a very strong wine that people normally could only drink a few drops of it. And here, the Baal Shem asked for a big cup and he made Kiddush on this big cup of wine and there was no effect of him. So they asked the Baal Shem, why is this? So he said, because we just learned yain kasha, there's strong wine, pachad mefichsai, the pachad, fear, could destroy, break it. I am living constantly in a life of pachad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore no wine can have that kind of an effect on me. Darshir b'stoy b'rib yanai. When we think about a Kadosh Baruch, when we think about people, it's not the same. A person brings a present to the king. So we don't know if the king will accept it. If he'll accept it, he may never be allowed into the king's chambers. If a person gives staka, he'll be zoich to see the shechina sheneva nibet tzedek echsob abnecha ezba behakat tumunasecha. From here, we learn that a person should give staka before he davens, and that's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Lazar yav pruta lani. Rabbi Lazar would first give some tzedakah to a poor people, for hadam matzli. Omar, because he says, as the pasuk says, ani b'tzedek echsa penecha. So I saw that the Rebbe Reb Shab explains why. He says, because the way we're supposed to daven with chiyas, with all of our energy. But an ani is nechshav kemes. But by us giving him tzedakah, we're bringing him to life. Another pshat that Rav Shloime says, very much connected to what we learned earlier, by giving tzedakah to a poor person, we're making shalom. A person who makes shalom is the person that is able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I saw that the Rav Shloime says it even more than that. Rav Shloime says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is seeking that we should make shalom with him. How do we create that, because if we give tzedakah and we create shalom, that's what we're really in this world for. And the Brisker Rav said not only did he give tzedakah before he davened, but whenever he said even a perek tehillim, if he was told that somebody needs a refuah, what he always would do that he would first give tzedakah. And I saw a very, very powerful story from the Rebbe Rav Shmelka. The Rebbe Rav Shmelka once was in shul in Purim, and he saw a wealthy person in shul who was sitting and davening and learning. And he told the person that you're like a person who is a deserter from the army. So he said, why do you look at me that way? He says, because there's a time and a place for everything. So a person who doesn't have money and he stays in shul to learn, understandable. But if you're Baruch Hashem a person that has money, if you're a person that has money, so then it's your job now to give tzedakah. And since it's your job to give tzedakah, therefore that's what you should do and not do anything else. And that's what we do every morning. Mm-hmm. And Nibet Tzedek Echse Panecha, the first thing we're supposed to do, and the Shulchan Aruch says that that's what we're supposed to do, is give tzedakah. The Rizal had a minig that tzedakah should be given when we say by Yivarech David, because we say by Yivarech David, V'ata Moshe Bakol. By giving tzedakah, we're announcing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Moshe Bakol. There is a discussion certainly it should be done before Shacharis and Mincha. The question is, what about by Ma'ariv? So the Divrei Chaim says that when somebody gives tzedakah by night, he should not say, I'm giving it a tzedakah. He should declare what is the purpose why he's giving this tzedakah. Says the Ma'ariv, Ezba b'hokas t'munasecha. Omer Rav Nachman, Yitzchak, Ela tamid chom shenad mishnim ba'enayim ba'olam hazeh. They refer to tamid chom who don't sleep in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mazbiyim mezif shechino. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give them what they need ba'olam haba. Which is an interesting discussion. Is it appropriate? What is the right thing to do? To sleep or not sleep? And many poskim, the Smag, and others make it very clear that a person should sleep. The Rambam says that the day is 24 hours, and 8 of them are for sleeping. But I did see that the 8 hours, some Sofer says, that the 8 hours that the Rambam says sleeping also include all of our gashmius needs, the using the bathroom, etc., eating, is all considered in that 8 hours. There's also a discussion that it depends on a person's health. A person that's healthier could sleep less. A person who's not so healthy could sleep more. And also, they distinguish between a younger person and an older person. A younger person needs to sleep more. An older person doesn't need to sleep so much. And therefore, he could sleep 6 hours. Amar Yochanan Haidik said, "Malva Hashem Choinim Dal." And Molim Mekakosav Yevshalom Mekav Yochol. Eved loyvel shmalva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know that a person who owes somebody else money, HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes like that to people who give tzedakah. And that's why the Mefarshim say that somebody who gives tzedakah has the ability to wipe out any bad decrees HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes, chas v'sholem, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochol is an eved loyva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like a servant to him. Amr Abchir Baba, Amr Abi Yochanan. Ksiv la yoyel choin biyem evra. Tztaka tatsa mamavis. Ksiv la yeilu oitzus rasha tztaka tatsa mamavis. Shtay tztaka salolu lamalu. What are the pasuk speaking about when it speaks about these two tztakas? Echad shmetzilasam amisa mishuna. One refers to amisa mishuna. I saw two different pshatim. One is that amisa mishuna means that he dies in a complicated way. And one is that he dies young. One tzedakah saves him from Gehenim. The pasuk that says the word Evra, the Ksiv, because Gehenim speaks about Yom Evra Yom Ahu. Nice of any day, nice night. It speaks about the highest level of tzedakah, giving tzedakah and not knowing to whom you're giving it. And night light, and the person who's receiving the tzedakah, any day may mean night light, doesn't know from whom he's receiving the tzedakah. Nice of any day, nice lafuka de marukfa. Marukfa would leave money at his neighbor's home. So the neighbor knew, so he knew who was receiving the tzedakah, even though the neighbor did not know from whom he's receiving it. Nightly, any day may mean nightly. The Fuka de Rab Abba, the Rab Abba would walk around with money on his back, and the money would drop, and everybody would take it. So they knew it was coming from Rab Abba. Rab Abba didn't know who was receiving. Ask the Gemara Lahech Levit, what is the proper way of giving tzedakah? Leis of Anishikah Shetzedakah. Just put it in the pushka, and whoever needs will take. Says the Gemara Meisvei, ask the Gemara Mayas, Adam Yilay B'Adam Zecharim, what should a person do that he should have male children? He should give tzedakah. He should make sure that before he has relations with his wife, she's in the proper frame of mind. Don't give tzedakah only unless you know that who's in charge. Somebody as honest and great as Rabbi Hananya ben Trajan. Of course, Tosfos says that we don't have to have Rabbi Hananya ben Trajan. It means it has to be a person of impeccable honesty. Says the Gemara, that doesn't mean that he, so it seems that he knew. Says the word, that's not what it means. Ki kamrinin, the mamni lekir Rabbi Hananya ben Trajan. We should appoint a gabbai who's on the level of Rabbi Hananya ben Trajan. But it doesn't mean that he has to know who gave and who's getting. Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Mat Torm Karen Yisrael. How will Klal Yisrael be uplifted? Amalei B'chisisa. So there are many different pshatim. Rashi says that if you want to count, the pasuk is teaching us that if you want to count people, we're not allowed to count Klal Yisrael. The way Torm Karen, the way we could count them is by everybody giving a coin and counting the coins. Another pshat is the pasuk says, "Ein Yushlayim Gemara Masechet Shabbos, Ein Yushlayim Niftas El Betzdaka, Shnema Tziyim BeMishpat Tipada VeShver Betzdaka." And what the Gemara is teaching us is, "B'mat Tarm Karam Yisrael, how will we have that Mashiach should come and we will come back to our glory? That is by giving tzedakah." The Rabbi Chaim Veloshna says that somebody who gives tzedakah will be zoicha to olam haba. And how will we be zoicha to olam haba? The question is that by giving tzedakah. And another pshat that I saw, that this pasuk was said after the Chayta Egel. And after the Chayta Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu was wondering, how could Klal Yisrael have a Yeshua? And they did such a terrible aveira. And Kadosh Baruch Hu said, if they'll give tzedakah, that's how they'll have a Yeshua. Shlomo ben David. They asked Shlomo ben David, "Hechen koichu shel tzedakah? How far is the power of tzedakah?" Amalem tzuru my pirish David Abba. So he said, "Let's learn what my father said." Pisa noslav in Tehillim. Pisa noslav yonim. If somebody gives tzedakah, tzedakah soy tar ames lad. Karen Tarm Bechavid. The pasuk says tremendous chusim for the person. The pasuk gives tremendous bracha for the person who gives tzedakah. So I saw that there are people that are older people that young people respect them, but there are people who are old don't get that respect from everybody. And the Gemara is saying that how do you get respect from everybody? By giving tzedakah. Why will he be sitting on top of the world, protected? He gave food and eat and beverage to whoever needed it. Who is going to be an Olam Haba? Amal Kol Shekenegdo Zekein of COVID. Somebody who gets COVID. Not Kiha, Rabbi Yosef Ben Yehoshua Chalosh, who got ill. Ingid. and he passed away. Amalavu my chazus, and he fainted. And they asked him, "What did you see?" I saw an upside down world. The people who are in this world are on top, and tachtoinim, they're on bottom, and tachtoinim lamala. Amalei, so he said, "Olam Barim Risa, you didn't see an upside down world. You saw the real world." And then he asked him, "Anan haichichazitoinon, how do we look in that world?" Amalei keicha the shiva chacha, just like in this world we're considered special. Chazinosam hasam, I'm that way the same. So I saw that Rabbi Yoel Dessler, Rabbi Ero Plavatsky Zitzal, explained that Rabbi Yoel Dessler says, "What? How are we to understand this Gemara?" He says, the way that we are supposed to understand this Gemara, we could have two Talmidim in a yeshiva. One is very, very bright. And because he's bright, he's the best boy in the class. But he's not working hard. And then you have another person who is not that bright, but he really works hard. So he says that what the Gemara means to teach us here is that in this world, we give credit to the person who is successful. But in that world, that's not the way that they look. The way they look in that world is who is the person who spent more time learning. B'shemati, says the Gemara, Shaya Imrim, that they said, Ashri mi shebolakan v'talmud b'yoda. And there are many pshatim in shebolakan talmudim. One pshat, the simple pshat, is that he fulfilled everything that it says in Talmud. Another pshat is that he knows Talmud by heart. And that's why there were many tzaddikim that were careful that they should at least know one mesechta by heart, that should be their mesechta when they meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another pshat that the Mashal suggests, Talmud b'yodai, means that he wrote Divrei Torah, that we have an obligation to write the Divrei Torah. Another pshat that the Gros suggests, Talmud b'yodai, is not just that he learned, but he constantly reviews what he learned. And that's why Talmud b'yodai. Says the Gemara, V'shemati shayah oimrim, Harugei malchus ein kabera yichay lam b'chum tzosan. People were killed because they were Jews. No one could be in their vicinity. Ilema, so he said, who do you, man ninu, so they asked, who do you mean? Ilema, Rabbi Kiva Chaverov, V'shem Harugei malchus, is that what made them great, V'suloi? Pshita b'lav hachinami, it was a Rekiva. Rather, Larugei lod. So Rashi explains, based on the Gemara Masechta Tainus, that there were two brothers, Papas Philinus, and the king accused the Jews of killing his daughter. And they weren't the ones that murdered them. But because they were ready to give up their lives for the Jews, they're considered the Harugei Malchus. Which opens up a very, very difficult question. And that is somebody allowed to give up his life? The halacha is that normally somebody's not allowed to give up his life only when the Torah tells him to. What is the halacha? Are you allowed to give up your life under such situation? The Tiferes Yisrael says that based on this Gemara, if we see that all of Klal Yisrael is a mortal danger, and you're doing it to save Klal Yisrael, you may do so. Says the Gemara, Tanya Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai Tamedim, B'ni, Masha Mekasut, Tztaka Terem Goy, V'chesel Uvim Chattas, Nen Rav Lezva Amet, Tztaka Terem Goy El Yisrael, refers to Klal Yisrael, the Ksiv, because the Pasuk says, U'mi Ka'amch Yisrael, Goy Echad Ba'aretz, V'chesel Uvim Chattas, Called stock of a chesed shumas oilim oivdim, oisim, whatever stock of that they do, chaytulahem, it's really an avera. She'ena oisim elis gadlboy, they only use it for to make themselves great. K'mosh nema, delahan, the Kairish donated animals to the Beis HaMikdash, davim karvin chaychem al kosh shemayim, mitzayim malka benoy, they donated all sorts of things to the Beis HaMikdash, but the purpose of donation was only because that's how they wanted to have schus, that they should daven for them, that they should survive. Ask the Gemara, with David Hachi, if somebody acts this way, laughed stocky gemurihi, is that not considered full-fed tzedakah? For Tanya, doesn't the Brisa teach us how to sell tzedakah, sell a zul at tzedakah, b'shvil sheyichi b'ni, or b'shvil sheyask alay mahabah, harez at tzadik omer? Answers the Gemara, lo kasha. Kam Yisrael, the difference between Jews and Kan Bavit Kachavim. So Taisus asks, and this really explains why it's the difference between Yisrael and the Akam. We know it says in Pirkei Avos, Al tiyu kavodim hamishamshim asarav amanas l'kabel pras. That we're not supposed to do mitzvahs for reward. And here we're learning that if somebody gets stucco for that purpose, he's doing the right thing. So Tysus answers that it depends. One Tysus gives, if you're only giving stucco for that purpose, then that's wrong. But if you also are giving stucco and you have in mind also that that's how I'll have success, it's fine. Another pshat is if you give stucco, and that's the difference between us and the Akum. If you give tzedakah and your only goal is because you have an ulterior motive, that's wrong. If you're giving tzedakah, if you're giving tzedakah and what you gave tzedakah for doesn't happen and you don't regret, then that's fine. But if you give tzedakah and if what you gave the tzedakah for doesn't happen, then that's a person, that's an akum. That's not the way we get supposed to give tzedakah. The Sharon Balacha distinguishes between a tzaddik and a chassid. A tzaddik is allowed to give tzedakah with an ulterior motive. A chassid doesn't have any motives in his giving the tzedakah. Nani Rabbi Shuvah mit tzedakah t'raim goy, Eilu Yisrael d'tzim mikam k'Yisrael goyecha ba'oritz. V'chesel u'machatis kol tzedakah v'chesel shumas oivdim oisim chetu lehem. They only do that the king, the monarchy should be extended. The pasuk says that Daniel, we spoke about this earlier, gave Nebuchadnezzar advice. I'm giving you advice. The Averis, he was a terrible Rosha. How could you redeem your Averis? How could you take care of this? By giving poor people money. That will extend your monarchy. Any tztaka and chesed that they do, it's really an avera. They only do it to brag. And somebody who acts in such a way, whenever El Gehenim Shnema Yom Evra Yomahu, Amar Rav Gamliel, Adayin Tzrichin LeMedoy. We still need what Rav Elazar Medoy taught us. Rav Elazar Medoy, I'm at Stockton Torah Megoy El Yisrael Diksimi Kav Yisrael Goyachad VeChesel LeMachatis Kol Stockel VeChesel Oyv Dikcham Has Oysed Chetulhem Shein Oysem LeCharef Oysan. But they do it only to taunt us. Shnema VeYov VeYas Hashem Keshadiber Kichetosim LaHashem VeLoshmat Mekolim. Even when they were doing tzedakah, they had these motives to hurt Klai Yisrael. If the word chesed is going on Yisrael, that when Klai Yisrael do tzedakah, make us greater. When they do tzedakah, it only is considered an aveira. His pshat is the best pshat. If we should notice in stock of chesed Yisrael, he gives Klai Yisrael stock and chesed, and I've the chum give chatas. I saw that the difference between stock and chesed is stock is money, and chesed is what you do to help somebody else. Mechlal the hunami mahi. He also obviously had a pshat in the pasuk. Asked the gemara why was his pshat. The Tanya Amalam Rav Yochanan Zakkai Shem shachatz mechapers Yisrael. Just like we know that when we had a Beis HaMikdash, the Karmel Chatos was brought a kapara, kach tzedakah v'chaper salumas olam, so too that the tzedakah that's given forgive us. I saw one beautiful pshat. The pasuk says, the Gemara just said, ha'oy mesel zu tzedakah v'nash yichri b'nei ha'reiz atzad the gomer. So, Ramat Chabanet explains that this person who's giving the tzedakah really doesn't have a sick son. But the person who's coming to collect tzedakah is obviously feels bad that he has to give tzedakah, they has to collect tzedakah. So the person who's giving the tzedakah says, don't feel bad that you're giving tzedakah. On the contrary, because of you, because of the tzedakah that you're helping me be able to give, yechye b'ni, my son will have a refuah shleima. Somebody who has that type of an attitude, that he's worried that the person to whom he's giving tzedakah should not feel bad, I raise a tzaddik gomer. A person who gives tzedakah in such a fashion indeed is a tzaddik gomer.